Well, is there anything you wish that you could, is there anything you wish you could have tried or tried to do?
Huh?
Is there anything that you wish you might have done or, you know, could have tried to do? Something you wish you could have, I don't know. Sometimes I wish I could be a writer, you know, and I don't know whether I ever will be, but do you have anything like that?
No, I never had any desire to be anything like that. And when I, I did some substitute school teaching, you know, when a teacher wanted to be off for a day or half a day or something like that, I'd take her place. Well, I found out I didn't want to be a school teacher either.
Yeah.
School wasn't like it used to be.
Yeah, well, I tried that too, and you're right.
How's that?
I think you're right.
Well, I run across another lady. Well, it was the wife of a man that sold me bonds. And she, when she married, she thought, well, she'd teach and he'd be selling his bonds and so on. They didn't have anything much to start with. And they thought they'd get along all right. But you know, when he'd come home in the evening, he'd come home and find her crying.
Yeah.
And she just could not make that school teaching go the way she thought it ought to. And so he finally said, well, let's give up the school teaching. He said, we'll economize on something else and we'll get by. Mm-hmm. So she just gave up that school teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, things are different than they used to be.
Mm-hmm. You mean when the kids? The children?
Well, the way, the whole thing, the whole business, the way they do it. And, and mostly the youngsters because, well, the parents don't seem to give them any training at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the parents, in a lot of cases, are worse than the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something will have to happen to get that thing straightened,
mm-hmm.
where the family is the main.
Mm-hmm.
Personnel.
Did you attend a certain type of church or anything?
No, I don't go to church now because, there for a long time I wasn't able to get up and go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't been, I used to, when you first moved to town, in the country, when we first came to Kansas,
mm-hmm.
there was wasn't any such a thing as church,
mm-hmm.
but we had Sunday school and held it in a schoolhouse. And we always went to Sunday school every Sunday. That was one thing we always looked forward to. On the weekend, we always made Saturday a day to get ready for Sunday. And my father wouldn't allow us to take the horses and to drive around on Sunday because he said they worked hard all week and they had to have their day of rest, same as every sense of the people worked all week.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we went anywhere, we had to walk. And it was usually a long ways to the next door neighbor.
Yeah.
So we didn't get around in the neighborhood very much for a long time. Of course, after a number of years, things got better, and we had our own horse and buggy and things like that,
mm-hmm.
so that we could go places when we want to.
Mm-hmm. What were the big get-togethers then?
How?
What were the times of getting together then? Like harvesting, was that a big time?
Well, yes. The men would get together and buy a machine. Each one put in so much, and then each one got the grain harvested. And they make the rounds, you know, and cut some for each one, and till they got the harvesting all done. That worked very well. Of course, after a while, the acreage got too large, and then each man had to have his own machines.
Mm-hmm. So how long were you out on the farm? How old were you when you moved into town?
Let's see, we lived on the farm for 26 years from the time we... See, my uncle homesteaded the farm, my father's brother, and he kept writing and writing for his brother to come and live with him, because he was so lonesome there altogether. There's miles between the neighbors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally, well, there was a lot of sickness in the neighborhood where we lived there in New York, and some of these bad diseases like smallpox, you know, and certain kind of fevers, and something that is very hard for the doctors to combat. And my father was one that finally made it to get through the siege of smallpox. And when he got able, the doctors come and told Mother that they just have to have him to help take care of the sick. There's so many sick that needed care, and they could get no help. And so she had to, she give up and let Father go. Of course, they were just going to take him anyway, mm-hmm. because it was just a fight to try to save the life of a lot of those sick men.
Mm-hmm. Looks like they didn't get your dinner tray, did they?
Looks like you had a
What's
good meal.
What's that?
This is Selma. I say it looks to me they didn't get your dinner tray.
Oh.
I'm going to pick it up. Her mouth gets dry. Mm. Okay.
Now, are you still here?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah. So then your dad helped.
How's that?
So then your dad helped?
Well, yes, he went, and every morning he would pen a note to Mom on the clothesline, and she'd go out and get it, you know, and she'd pen a note on the clothesline for him. And that's the way they talked to each other. And that kept up for quite a long time. And
whereabouts in New York did you live?
We lived, it was in Sullivan County. And that was, I believe, about 125 miles southwest of the city. Somewhere in that, it wasn't very far north of the Pennsylvania line.
Mm-hmm. Was your dad a farmer?
How?
Excuse me, was your dad a farmer? Was your father a farmer?
No, he didn't work on a farm. See, he was only about 12, 13 years old when he came over from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
His mother had died over in Germany, It was about the time that Hitler was coming into power, you know. And they were having so much trouble over there in Germany. And so my father's father packed up and said he was going to come to America. Well, of course, they had quite a hard time getting away from there, but they got packed up and came and brought what they could of their belongings with them. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they landed in New York State. And at that time, he was only about 12, 13 years old.
Hmm.
Hadn't got through school yet, but he got most of his schooling in Germany, but that was in German.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, most of the people in that part of section of New York talked German, so they didn't learn much English. And then, of course, the war between the states broke out, and then my father and my uncle both volunteered and went into the army. And when my father's 3 years was up, he could have been free of the army, but he wanted to stay. When President Lincoln was going to give him his discharge, he said he didn't come to get a discharge. He said he wanted to rejoin the army.
Hmm.
Well, he said, well, I guess you don't give me any choice. So he re-enlisted him for the duration of the war. And but the war didn't last only something over a year after that. But he was in the army in the about four and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he got out, he went to work for some people that were running a sawmill for some fellows in New York City that had money. They had a sawmill, and these fellows were running it for him. He went to work for them. He didn't work in the sawmill. He was the one he graded the lumber. He graded
mm-hmm.
graded and measured each piece of lumber and marked down the number of feet in each piece. See, a lumber foot was 12 inches square and an inch thick. And you take a piece, say maybe 2-3 inches thick so many feet long and so on, and figure out how many feet's in there. Board foot, feet was in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was all sold by board feet, lumber is.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his job. He worked at that for quite a while, and that was when he met my mother.
What was her name?
How?
What was her name?
Her name was Rosina Kautz.
Mm.
And that was German.
Mm-hmm. Did you learn German when you were growing up?
No. When we came to Kansas, there wasn't anybody around that talked German. So
not even the Mennonites weren't here yet?
Then everybody, and we all had to learn to. Of course, I really hadn't learned to talk much. I was only 4 years old. I didn't talk much.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, they had to learn to talk the English then, because all the neighbors were English.
Mm-hmm.
talk the English language. And so the German was sort of left out. But my name was Rosina Floretta. But when I started to school, we didn't want any such a long name as that. And we talked with the teacher about it. And Mother, I didn't go to school till I was 8 years old because the winters were something awful. Had those big, had the big, that big snowstorm, you know, that they even wrote books about in New York. And so, and you couldn't buy any ready-made clothing. Had to make everything. Everything had to be sewed. And of course, we had to. We brought a sewing machine along when we came to Kansas. To this, yes, when we came to Kansas. And Mother had other work to do too. She couldn't sew all the time. But when I was only 6 years old, I stood on a box and would wash the dishes for her and do things like that so she could sit down and sew. And then when I was 8 years old, they had built a schoolhouse in that county. And so then I started to school. And we talked over with the teacher about my name, and see, Floretta was really German for Florence, and so we picked that name, and that's what they called me after that.
What were the names of your brothers and sisters?
How?
What were the names of your brothers and sisters?
My oldest sister was Mary Elizabeth, and my next sister was Louise, and then my name, then my, well, there was a brother between my two older sisters. His name was John. Johnny, they called him. But he died before we moved out here. He had that dreaded disease, diphtheria. So many of them had it there in New York. And they didn't know how to doctor it. And just any number of people died with it.
Is that why you decided to come to Kansas?
So, well, yes, that's why we and of course, my father's brother had taken that claim here in Kansas, and he was so lonesome there by himself, living in a covered wagon. And so they decided they'd come to Kansas. And, but we came on, at that time, we could come on the train. We didn't have to drive through. It'd been a long drive.
You made it over the rivers?
How?
You made it over the rivers?
There was no bridge over the Mississippi River at that time. But they ferried us over and made up a train on the west side of the river. That's the train we came on then. We came from New York to the west side of the Mississippi River, or the east side of the Mississippi River, and then they ferried us over.
Was Newton here then?
Newton?
Was it called Newton?
Well, it was the end of the railroad, and they called it Newton. But it wasn't much of a town, wasn't much of anything here. Oh, there's a few stores, but there's hardly anything you could buy from them.
So I interrupted you. What were your other sisters' names?
How?
What was the rest of your family? I interrupted you.
What is that?
What were the other members of your family?
The other members of the family?
You said...
Now, which name do you want?
Let's see, you had two sisters and a brother.
How?
Two sisters and a brother. Who else did you...
Well, they
who came after you.
My oldest sister was Mary Elizabeth, and she kept that name. And My other sister's name was Louise, and she kept that name too. Mm-hmm. And my brother's name was Charles. Well, Carl Wilhelm was his German name. And they called him Charlie. And then my youngest sister was born later. Mm-hmm. Her name was Nora Alice.
So you've had quite some experiences.
Yes. I lived alone then after after my brother and sister had to come to the home they were in the hospital. And then I lived alone for about 19 months, even though I was blind. I did my own housework, did my cooking, ordered my groceries and everything.
Boy, that took some gumption.
What?
That took something, I bet, to organize it. Did you have a cane?
How?
Did you have a cane? Did you have a cane to walk with or something?
Yes, but I didn't use it very much. I always felt for a chair or something stronger than a cane to walk around. But I could go from my kitchen cabinet to my stove and to the shelf where I kept my groceries and things like that without any walking stick or anything. I'd hold to some of the furniture until I got to where I wanted to go and find what I wanted. And of course I put it right back so I'd know where it'd be when I wanted it again.
Weren't you afraid?
Huh?
Weren't you ever afraid being by yourself?
No. But it got so that there was such a rough crowd on Main Street, and they seemed to stay up there almost all night. It seemed like they never went home, went to bed. And I got to thinking then. There was some shooting going on among some of them. One fellow come home and was going to shoot his father, and his father shot him, and all that going on. I made up my mind that it really wasn't safe for me to stay there alone. And so I made arrangements and came to the home. Well, of course, when the flood came, then they brought me over there, over here to the home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stayed from then on because I didn't want to go out and clean my house up so it was really fit to go there and live in it. And I didn't hardly want to leave it alone, so I put it up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, whenever anybody come along and wanted to give me that much money, why, it was theirs. Of course, I kept selling the buildings off whenever anybody came and wanted to buy and pay me my price. Well, I let them have the building and they'd move it off. So the buildings were all gone but the house. But when the man came and that wanted the place for this sandwich place it has now, the men were just coming there then to move the house, so they got it off just in time, so that when he was ready to start building, everything was cleared for him. I got my money out of it and invested at a good rate, Now some of those investments are coming back, but I'm putting it in something else at a good rate. So that's the way it keeps going. Yeah. Are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. It's interesting to listen to you. Yeah, I can't get over how you stay by yourself. I can't get over how you would stay by yourself.
How's that?
I can't get over how you could stay by yourself that long. Like if some stranger would come to the door. weren't you at all afraid of
it? Well, I had it fixed so that my screen door was always hooked. Couldn't anybody bolt in, you know, right in.
Yeah.
If anybody tried to come in, I'd shut the door right away.
But no one did.
But, there was some fellows that acted smart about a magazine sales. And I just naturally shut the door on them and let them go away.
Did you ever learn Braille?
No.
That seems like a very hard way to read.
How?
It seems like a pretty hard way to read.
Well, that's what I thought. I'd spend too much time at it. Mm-hmm. See, I kind of had my brother and sister to look after a little bit in a way. I got a neighbor to take me over to the, when they were in the hospital, see them at the hospital, and then when they got in the home, I went at least once or twice a week to see them. Mm-hmm. And that took quite a little of my time. Mm-hmm. The time I did that and kept something in the house to eat and cook, and my time was pretty well taken up.
Well, I think I've gotten about enough now.
How?
I think I've gotten about enough. So now I just have to write it up. And
how?
Now I just have to write it up and see. But the instructor seemed pretty interested in your story.
How's that?
My teacher seemed pretty interested in your story.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, he said it was kind of interesting that you would be in stocks and things. So. Yeah.
Well, if anybody goes into that stock market and does it the right way, it's a good way of making money. Yeah.
Can you kind of pick what you want to eat here, or do you have to take whatever there is?
How's that?
Can you kind of choose what you want to eat here, or do you have to take whatever there is? Eating. Do you have menus, or can you choose what you want to eat, or?
No, I eat what they bring me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes the food's good and sometimes I don't like it.
That's the way of
course,
all over.
I know how it goes in keeping a house. There comes a time when you have to have a kind of a cleanup. But sometimes they'll just, if they don't like you, have something against you for some reason or other, I don't know why, they'll bring you some of the nastiest food you ever heard tell of. I think that's how I come to lose so much weight.
Yeah.
I tried time and again to lose weight, but I never could. But I sure lost it when I got here. I got down from 178 to 116.
Boy, maybe I should be here for a while. Maybe
that's for you. You should try.
Yeah, right. No, I'm not that heavy, but I'd like to lose about five or 10 pounds.
How's that?
Oh. I like to lose about 5 or 10 pounds.
Well.
It's a constant struggle.